Last one, of course, the last of the wild cards, you know, finally, maybe, perhaps.
I don't think I've watched it since Nick Cannon was the vote off.
Okay, yeah, then you're one behind.
Ugh.
Are you up to date on the Falcons and the Winter Soldier?
Yeah, that show is dope. I'm way into that. I know it's much better than I anticipated.
Isn't this the one where they really made it a buddy cop show?
Kind of.
Yeah,
yes.
It's getting a little too much buddy cop, but it's been a good show. Yeah, Elaine showed up. You know, that's fun.
Right. And again, caution: this next 5 seconds could contain mild spoilers about what we're talking about. But whew, chock full of Batroc the Leaper.
Yeah.
It's happening, Craig.
What a chump.
Welcome to Marvel Puzzle Quest, Batroc the Leaper.
No, they can give me...
T-Deja Author's Day has come.
They can just give me Madam Hydra instead first.
Well, they already did. Oh, you mean in the game.
In the game, way before Batroc the Chumper.
No way, GSP is the man.
Oh, God. A dumb freaking character.
GSP, dude.
I have a feeling he is going to leap into action this last episode.
I'm excited.
Well, we'll finally get to see the Falcon America suit, though, so you got that.
Yeah.
That is clearly, you know, what's in the box.
What's in the box?
Oh, I thought it was new wings.
Right, but was it... I'm assuming that with the new wings, it's the Falcon America outfit.
Oh, okay. Very plausible, yes.
You know, double special made up by, you know, your friends in Wakanda.
Would make sense.
Who I thought was funny because the week before they said, don't come to Wakanda, don't expect any favors anytime soon. The very next episode, he's like, hey, I called in some favors from Wakanda. I'm like... They just told you.
I used up all my zero favors.
Like, quite literally, they just told you to stay out of Wakanda for a while and stop asking for stuff.
Oh, Bucky.
Teeth for the win.
Man, how long does it take the old man to finish watching The Masked Singer and pick up his computer and log in?
There.
Apparently it takes about 1 minute.
Way to summon him. That was crazy.
Ah, good times, good times. Oh. And this is episode 290 coming up here.
Oh, that is a significant chunk of my life.
Really, at some point, we really need to make an honest decision if we're going past 300 or not.
All right. I don't think now is that time, but I'm ready.
Alright, greetings true believers, welcome to the 290th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig, we got Ian, we got Ray. Hello.
Hello.
Word.
Birthday times are all done, now we got the long drought till Ray's birthday in the summer.
Right.
It is, what are we at, the week of 421 to 428 here in the year of our COVID that never ends. over in your 5-day 4-star Craig! on the 17th, you had Prowler. Prowl on his way to victory. Did you prowl?
I don't think I did.
Did you attempt to prowl?
I don't. That, no.
Are you going to try to prowl tomorrow?
I could try to prowl tomorrow.
Well, you can't. You have to try and prowl tonight because it ends tomorrow.
No problem. I'm on it. Consider it prowled. It probably didn't go great. My prowler is... Maybe he's better than I think. I don't know.
You got a 4-2-3 on the prowl.
Oh, no problem. Big win for the prowl.
Now, tomorrow it's much easier because tomorrow you got Vulture going.
Ooh, man, one of the best 4-stars out there. He is just... Mm.
And you have the correct 5-4-4 build.
Yes. Is that really correct?
No, but that's what I have.
Oh, nice.
And then the number after that is Coulson, which again is one of these rare occurrences. We all have the same build.
That is a rare occurrence.
The 5-5-3, nice. Phil Coulson.
Yeah, that's... I don't know how you could not do that. I feel like we sold that for sure.
Well, I do know how Craig could not do that build, but...
Right.
I don't know. Did you just luck out, or did you actually, like, change his powers?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I've had him for so long that... I don't know. Storyland. The fight for Wakanda's going. Then I get you Punisher, Cindy Lou Who, and some Colossus. Placement is Dark Beast and Yellow Jacket. It's followed up by the Venom Bomb, which gets you a Falcon there with the Beast and the Yellow Jacket. Placement is new character and Scotty Don't number 5. That'll be followed up by the introducing said new character. Ray, you got 4 days left in the power, 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 wheels, wheels, wheels season.
Good to know. Okay.
Right now, you've got Stay on Target to play. That'll get you Bullseye and Mordo. Placement is Whoop, Whoop, Whoop and Back in Black. How has we never called him AC/DC? How have I never called him AC/DC?
I couldn't say.
I don't know. Yeah. I feel like it's a missed opportunity.
Yeah. Totally dropped the ball on that. Man. Let's see. In the news, hey, Ian, we got this new character.
Whoa, new character. What was the clue again?
Got me.
That was the clue?
No.
I was like, that's a stretch.
Well, what was it? Boy, I really don't remember.
That's all right.
In any case, though, it is 4-star, never heard of this character until she appeared on the TV show, Monica Rambeau.
Wasn't she in the movies?
Only no? As a child. Well, and
yeah, like her mother was in the movies.
Whatever that is, Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Totally counts.
She is a red, blue, and purple 4-star.
Oh, example well set, apparently, was the clue.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. Undercover Operation 6 Purple. Choose a purple basic tile to become a 4-turn countdown tile that steals up to 2 AP in 2 random colors from the enemy. While one of these tiles is on the board, enemy powers cost 2 more. If an enemy fires a power, this tile is removed, dealing a little bit of damage to that enemy, even if that enemy is airborne or invisible. So that's a nice little thing. As you level it up, at level 5, it's stealing 2 AP in 4 random colors. And while it's on the board, enemy powers cost 3 more. So that's not bad. You get a bunch of steel, enemy powers cost more. Fun times. The blue, passive, supply drone. At the start of the battle or start of your turn, if one does not exist, create a repeater tile in the top row that swaps with a tile below it on each of your turns. If it's on the bottom row, remove it, generate 2 AP in all colors, and heal the lowest health ally for a little bit of burst of health. At level 5, it makes it fortified when it appears on the top row. So that's an interesting, you can play little games to hurry up and rush it to the bottom.
Seems kind of like a gimmick, but I love it.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's fortified, if you can make a vertical match 4, yeah. You know, wipe out the rest of the row.
Yeah.
Or a column, I guess it would be, you know, falls right to the bottom, bickety-bam. And red, 6 red, sword strike. Choose a 5x5 block of tiles and deal an infinitesimal amount of damage to the enemy. For each color in which you have at least 6 AP, destroy all basic tiles of that color within the chosen block. Destroyed tiles deal some damage, but do not generate AP. At level 5, it's, only dealing 1,000 points of damage. Max out, it's 2124. So not a lot of damage out of that power, but it's cheap.
Yeah, it gives you a ton of board shovel.
Yeah.
Possibly. It does.
Suppose you could team her up with Wiccan, right? Because then he's the one who wants you to have a gazillion AP.
Yes, so that he can turn into the Demiurge.
Yeah, and then Marika, right? Put a Marika in there. Just don't spend the AP.
Yeah, there's no reason not to add her to a team.
Well, she is real good.
Yeah.
Marika is super solid. So, I don't know. It's not blowing me away, but...
It's not meant to.
Okay.
I think your appreciation of it was the correct level.
All right. Your release events, introducing her starts tomorrow, runs to the 29th, rewards ISO 8 and a heroic token. There's some shards and progression, Venom Bomb, rewards token, the Venom Bomb cover pack. She is in placement rewards there. That's followed up by Honor Among Thieves, in progression there. And then the Welcome to Shield runs the 25th or the 30th, shards and progression there. And you will get some tokens to the Monica Rambeau and Friends vault. The Versus is called, why is there two different things listed? Oh, in the No Good News Versus, she's at a placement, and hers is called Sword Fighting. That's running the 25th or 28th. You will get tokens to that vault. There, in the vault, 80 item vault, 3 4-stars, Monica, Wiccan, hey, look at that, and a random 4-star in that vault. Or at least, maybe that random 4-star could be Marika.
Yeah. At least that pairing makes sense. A lot of times you see who else you're pairing with, and you're like, well, why? Well, okay. This one. Okay, I get it.
So, there you go. Monica, Rambo, Photon, something else. She's got some other name, too. I don't remember what it was.
Agent of Sword?
She has some other catchphrase.
Okay.
Some other name. What else we got? Folks got reminded us, because I'd totally forgotten. Hey, the board changed after last week's show. Again.
Oh, yeah.
So we got some board game changes. The color saturation changed. Some of the complaints, I think, were addressed. How do you feel?
Well, the darkening was lightened up quite a bit. So it still goes a little dark, but it's not nearly as bad. I don't know. I never had
the darkening.
It took me a little bit of time to get used to it, and now I barely notice it, so I'm good with it.
I hear you. There was a curve, but once I got over it, I was like, oh, it was fine.
I just, the first time I opened it up after it happened, I was like, oh my God, it's bright.
It's very much brighter. Yeah, and the blues and greens, people are saying they couldn't tell the difference between blue and green. Well, you can now.
Oh, buddy. Like you said, the color saturation of that blue that's totally up to 11 there.
My only complaint, and maybe it's just me, I don't know, I haven't seen anybody else complain, the red and purple, I actually have a problem telling them apart now. Like, red and purple are I don't know, I'm like, all right, look for a red match. I'm like, they're everywhere. Oh, wait, some of these are purple. Like, I have a problem with it, but is it just me? Might just be me.
I haven't noticed, so I guess it's just you.
Okay.
You're a man on an island, Ray.
Anything else in the news? It's PA here. You know, it was like 70 a day ago, and, you know, today, you know, it's going to be, you know,
flurries.
Snow. Right. It's 31 tonight, and then 86 on Friday or something like that.
Yeah. It's something ludicrous. Frickin' Pennsylvania.
And rains every other day.
Yes. Why did anyone move here?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I started here. I got stuck early.
No, you didn't.
Well, that didn't count.
You started in a whole different country.
That was just for a couple minutes.
Man.
All right. Apparently, I'm not by myself. Slugo is telling me that some people in his alliance have mentioned the pink-urple and red looking very similar. So,
well, I mean, is the one light-urple?
Light-urple?
Well, then I guess I have no idea. See, speaking of light purple, Ian, did you see the? I saw a ranking of so far the Jeopardy fill-in hosts. Ranked, you know, best to worst.
Who
do you think the worst is?
Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Ooh, I don't know who all hosted besides him and Ken Jennings.
Okay, well, Ken Jennings was the best.
Yeah.
Number two is that random producer guy. He was good.
He was well liked.
Number three was your Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
The worst,
man. Who am I? Worst was Dr. Oz.
Yeah, it has to be Dr. Oz.
The next to worst was Katie Kirk, and she was mother freaking bad. Holy smokes. I turned it off and then refused to watch any further episodes that she was in.
That is a hard line in the sand. I love it.
She is an awful on everything that's ever been on television.
No, I disagree with that.
What a no-talent hack.
I can't imagine her trying to do Jeopardy. I think that would be a bad fit, but...
Did you ever see it when she was on, what was the, Millionaire? Just as bad.
She shouldn't be doing game shows in general. I would agree with that.
She should do television.
Oh, what a strange hot take.
She does fine on interview shows.
Ugh.
I don't hate any part of this.
I just want to see how LeVar Burton does. That's what I'm excited for.
Oh, sure. That I could imagine.
Yeah.
I'm sure that would pop up.
So, I hope he does. Who doesn't like LeVar Burton? Guy's a treasure.
That's true.
That's all I had. I don't know.
All right.
Well, if we don't have any more news, let's hit the top three.
Sweet. So hopefully I have everything written down appropriately, and this week we're doing the Muppets.
Oh, wait, one more side reel.
Yes.
Did you watch the finale of Tournament of Champions?
Yes. No. I watched everything but the finale. The Brooke Monique finale? Did not see that yet.
Okay.
Everything up to that was pretty dope.
Okay, that tie was good stuff.
With Jet and Antonia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Proceed.
Oh, all right, I'll start this week. So, my number three most favorite Muppet is Sam the Eagle.
Really?
He used to kind of really terrify me as a child, to be in all honesty. I found his sternness really intimidating, but... As I've continued to enjoy the Muppets throughout my life, now I find his sternness more inspiring, and he has moved up to one of my favorite Muppets.
Okay.
Oh, and I also like that it was revealed that he's in love with Janice. That cracked me up because I'm way into that. I love her running gag where when the ensemble is talking and then they all stop at once and she's the only one that keeps talking and it's something really freaky every time. It's just, that's gold. All right. Ray, what do you got?
My number three is somebody from my childhood who I always look forward to seeing. one of the Muppets on the Muppets that it didn't appear too often, but like once a show we'd get a little shot of Animal. I loved seeing Animal as a kid. Nice. Like, he really cheered me up every time.
He's like the epitome of hair metal. I get it. He's totally your jam.
I think he totally steered me in that direction way before I was into metal at all.
He does look like he could be playing with Skid Row right this moment.
Right.
good job, Animal.
Animal! All right. My number three is, warning, my list is super traditional because I'm boring.
That's part of your
my
charm.
My number three is Rolf the dog.
Hey, that's okay. He's got good piano skills.
He had stand up all the time. Oh no, it was a piano. Okay, Rolf and Fozzie crossed.
Yeah,
no, he's like super mellow. Like he just have a nice little sit and chat down with Rolf. Like, yeah,
does he jam with the Electric Mayhem or?
Yeah, he does on occasion.
Okay.
He's a bit more mellow, I think, than them usually, but he definitely, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's more in the classical jazz side of the house.
Right, for sure. Good old Rolf. All right. So my number two favorite Muppet is the Chamberlain, the Skeksis from the Dark Crystal.
Oh, there you go.
What was that?
Ooh. I said, ooh!
Yeah, he was
per your request.
He definitely. I don't say carried the movie because the movie was great, but he was a real standout in that movie. His character was super creepy.
Please wait. Please make peace.
And I just really dig the Chamberlain. By far the best Skeksis.
It's good times.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I also shifted to the Dark Crystal for my number two. However, my number two is creepy in a whole different way. I really enjoyed the character Agra. Her ability to take out her eye and look at you with it creeped me out as a kid, but I just like that kind of character. I don't know if I had that character like in several different D&D sessions that I ran. Some of the characters were modeled after Agra.
Nice.
I've always liked that type of like NPC kind of character.
Man, as far as seers go, she's got it going on.
Yeah.
One of the top oracles and mystics around. Two thumbs up. Craig?
My number two are people I like to model my life after. It is Statler and Waldorf.
That's solid.
I mean, it's a two for number two right there. But, right. You know, they're a package deal.
That's fair. I totally support that. They deserve to be. That's a solid number two.
Well, you can't really have one without the other. Like, if you just have one of them, he'd just be annoyed and boring. Like,
there'd be no setup for the snarky punchline.
Right,
that's right.
Right, that would be sad. All right, let's bring this to a close with my number one favorite Muppet, who has been there for me for. Man, probably going on 40 years now. Count Von Count. Wow. Everything about him is awesome. His green on purple. He wears a monocle. He can summon thunder and lightning. He makes OCD seem reasonable. He is the best. And those shoes. The Count is stylish. It's everything I like about the Count, and he's always been my favorite Muppet ever since Sesame Street came my way many, many years ago.
Very good.
Nice. I branched out from my number one to a completely different movie. I thoroughly enjoy, he makes me laugh every time, Sir Didymus from Labyrinth.
Sure.
It's just even the way, you know, he starts off guarding the bridge. He's sworn his life's blood that none shall pass this way without my permission. And the answer, all you have to do is ask for his permission. And he totally just like, okay.
I don't think I've seen Labyrinth in 30 years.
Really? Yeah. You got to treat yourself once a decade.
Huh.
Treat yourself.
Boy, I do not really remember almost anything about that film.
It's very enjoyable.
Yeah. What do you got to bring this home?
Again, it's super conservative. For me, the number one, it's Jim Henson. It's Kermit the Frog. Mm. You can't have the Muppets without Kermit. The Muppets are Kermit. Kermit is the Muppets.
That's fair. He is their natural born leader.
Nothing like Kermit riding that 10-speed bike down a country road in the movie. His legs looked like they were like 75 feet long while he was on that bicycle. It was ridiculous. Singing me some good old Rainbow Connection.
Rainbow Connection. Yeah. Kermit can sing. That's a
one of the best songs from the movie.
Good for him. Good
and it's not Kermit. Easy being green. So there you go.
Awesome.
I'm surprised Crazy Harry didn't make your list.
No. No chef either.
Yeah. I mean, they're all great. And there are lots of people I had to leave off the list. And I even snuck an extra one in there by including Janice wrongly.
Yeah, you did.
But I did have an honorable mention.
All right.
The Doozers, I think, go underrepresented.
Sure.
Their hard work is really what keeps Fraggle Society together.
That's true.
Thankless labor, and it just drives them. That's hardcore.
Laugh your tears away. Worries for another day. Let the music play.
Down in Fraggle Rock. There you go.
Man, I've not seen Fraggle Rock for a long time. That's a good show. I should go back and watch Fraggle Rock.
What?
I don't know if it holds up the way you think it does.
How bad could it be?
Could be pretty bad. I don't know.
It's good stuff, Fraggle Rock.
It is. I can hear the tales of Uncle Traveling Matt. That's I don't know. I don't want to judge. You can catch up on whatever you want. It just seems weird, dude. That's all I'm saying.
Ian, hit me with some trivia.
Oh, man. What did I write down? What did I ask you guys last week? I think I asked you about who cleans up after superheroes break stuff. And the company is Damage Control. They specialize in superhero cleanup.
I thought it was Damage Incorporated. It's Damage Control?
I believe it's Damage Control.
Okay. I did no research.
Damage Control could be incorporated.
That's true.
I'm open to that.
Could be like Kids Incorporated.
KIDS, Kids Incorporated. That's right. That's a good show. I remember it fondly. Also,
it was not a good show.
Does not hold up, I bet.
That is a terrible show. It was terrible at the time. I'm sure it's double terrible now, but it did bring you Fergie. She had to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
There it was.
All right. Let's see what I have for this week. Oh, so one of Thor's many foils, Hela. We know Hela is his sister because Odin is her father. But do you know who Hela's mother is? Because Odin gets around.
You know, I just read this somewhere and I don't remember.
I think her mother was a hamster.
All right. Well, I'll let you know next week.
Okay.
All right, moving on then. Willie, what's in the mailbags?
What do you think's in the mailbag? We got a message from TJ, your author.
But unfortunately, he's banned until Falcon and Winter Soldier is off the air. So move along.
I don't think he is. I don't think that you have that power.
You've been fully reinstated. You're good.
he did say that the clue is too easy. Batroc is the perfect example of what a modern mercenary should be. 4-star Batroc confirmed. And Vincent Schiavelli is an amazing actor. And I completely forgot about this, but he says, although my favorite role of his career was as an assassin in Tomorrow Never Dies, the Bond movie with Brosnan and Michelle Yeoh, he has hands down the best line, "I can shoot you from Starkut and still make it look like an accident." Now, all right. That is actually not a direct quote because I had to go and watch him and to remember him being in Tomorrow Never Dies. That's not exactly what he says, but if you just quote what he says out of context, it doesn't really make sense. So he's a professional assassin and he's taken on Bond, so you can imagine how it ends for him. But yeah, there's a pretty good scene. TJR author did finally, in his last comment, say, looking forward for Georges to finally get the respect he deserves. I think he is in the show. Like, I think he's a menacing kind of character in the show, so.
Much more menacing in the Octagon.
Yeah, GSP is dope.
Well, he can put the beat down on you.
Very technical. Excellent.
Also had a comment on the D3 forum from St. Bernardus, who asked, was the team-up time really 5-star Thanos? 3-star Thanos is way better on that team because he doesn't stun Okoye, so Thanos' court death is boosted by Okoye every time. And yeah, that's a really good point. So I went ahead and changed that on the team-up doc to be 3-star Thanos, because yeah, that's way better. The only problem with three-star Thanos is he doesn't have as many hit points, but he shouldn't be tanking, so he should still be fine. Another comment from Stinkpalm over on the Reddits. When Craig said he had never listened to Braveheart, I shouted, "What?
What?"
into my car radio, or into my car so loud so many times that Lil Jon would have been like, "Respect."
Okay.
Okay.
Getting back to the top three, but saying you haven't watched Braveheart is like saying you've not seen The Fifth Element. Dude, right now is a good time for you to watch it. Or 12 years ago. Or tomorrow. Any time would be a good time to watch that movie.
Multipass?
Braveheart.
Oh. I'm like, I can watch Fifth Element again, sure.
That's a good film.
He also said the last four episodes of the last season of Clone Wars was pure brilliance. And maybe the best Star Wars since the original trilogy, or maybe since Rogue One. It is worth just watching the last four episodes tied together.
Did finish up strong.
Yeah, really good. Totally agree. And he also said, I said LaFours out loud at the same time that you did, so... Good job. The only other comments I got were suggestions for team-up time, so I do appreciate those. But hey, I'm going to save those for team-up time. So that is it. That was what was in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Once again, then, I guess it's time for me to be Hans.
And me to be Franz.
And we just want to pump you up. No clapping in.
All right, let's see what we got. Ooh, Beast. He's all right. He's got some boosted green AoE, and the tiles he puts out with his blue and his healing. I'll get a little bump this week. Human Torch, fairly cost-effective red damage-wise. Strike tile, no, attack tiles, and repeater tile that does damage. So, Magneto, he's pretty good. He's kind of like a one-man army. He's got board shuffle damage. He's got protect tiles, and he's got team-up tile damage. Yeah, he's good. Mystique, boosted, so you get more damage out of her Master Stroke if it's properly implemented. And the Hood, his twin pistols will do some extra damage. Let's see what these... four-star characters are up to. We've got four-star Cyclops. His red does a ton of damage, and the blue damage will also be boosted. Anti-Venom is boosted, so his healing, red and black, are both boosted, and his purple damage also boosted. Good old Nebula. Better healing, better strike tiles. Her AoE and her Brim efficiency will get a good damage boost. Nico, she has lots of... special tiles that'll all get buffed, and her true healing will get buffed as well. Sorry, I didn't. Oh, it's Carolina. I've heard of her. She does some stuff. I just look up.
I knew that you weren't going to get the picture, but
I'm sorry. You're right. Sorry. she's got
that never gets old. By the way, every time that is funny.
It's timeless. I agree.
Every time I hear his voice in my head, sorry, okay? Sorry. Oh, it's funny every time.
Oh, Christmas. So, all of her protectiles are going to get boosted, and she does a little AoE with her solar flare, which will do extra damage. Let's see what Samurai says to do this week. Okay, we're going to special tile spam this week with Nico and Nebula. Nebula has had multiple powers to make specials. Nico buffs them and makes her own. Nebula has decent AoE that scales off your specials. You could add Carolina, but you're better off with any other four stars that aren't boosted, that are, you know, just genuinely better. So,
That's what I think about Nebula. She's just not good.
So, sorry. There's something went horribly wrong with my sock and a splinter. And I started to panic. It was getting dark over here, guys. I'm sorry. But I'm good now. So listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. Hey, side question. Have you guys watched New Mutants?
I have not.
The movie?
Yeah.
I started it. I had to take a break and reevaluate my idea.
It's not great.
Okay. I'll dive back into it eventually.
I mean, it was a movie.
Sluggo describes it as relentlessly meh.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wasn't it like much. Written as a horror movie?
Yeah.
The way they advertised it.
It's, you know, somewhat based on the Demon Bear saga, and, you know, it's a thing. Anyway, let's head over to team-up time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness. I'm back on track. Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right, so this week I got, like I said, I got some suggestions, and the one I'm going with, I found this very interesting, and considering his crash is coming up, I thought it would be good. Arnie Sacknewsom suggested this team. I don't know, I'm probably mispronouncing that, but he says, I've got a fun team that you guys might like. Have you ever played with Vulture and thought, what if this guy was even better?
No.
He suggests Vulture with Throg and Nightcrawler. This is another reason I like this team, because he threw Throg in, and Throg has never made an appearance on the team up time. He says that he's been trying to play with Throg and noticed he has an insane synergy with Vulture. His yellow sends everyone airborne and gives a burst of health, and then blows up charge tiles of the teammate's strongest colors when they land, which also deals damage. So when you fire your yellow, it will also trigger Vulture's blue, because he's going airborne, if it's charged. And it starts up his black, which will... Well, it doesn't use up his black. So you can stock up your IP while your team is airborne. It gives you two ways to get Vulture in the air. So that's pretty awesome. And then he threw a Nightcrawler because he also goes airborne on his own whenever there's an AoE attack, which will then trigger the landing ability from Throg's yellow, even if you didn't fire Throg's yellow. So this team really shines in PvE with lots of countdowns or special tiles, but I've had success in SCL-10 already. Granted, Nightcrawler was buffed at the time.
You just wait until that team runs into Archangel. Then they're in trouble.
Because you'll see that happen a lot.
He's going to mow that team down.
Or he'll do some damage once in a while.
I would totally implement that team if I had Throg. I'm going to work on Throg just to do that.
He says, I feel like we're one airborne star away from a crazy team here. And once that chat shows up in the game, I'll probably swap out Nightcrawler for them. But in the meantime, really loving this team. It's super fun. And with Nightcrawler, you get the random chance of just bamfing your way to a win with Infinite Purple. He says he runs Throg at a 4-4-5, Vulture at a 5-3-5, and Nightcrawler at a 5-5-3. Might not be perfectly optimal, but it definitely works. So, hey, give it a shot. It sounds like fun, so I'll probably be trying it out. See if all the airborne bugs have been fixed, if nothing else. So there you go. That's your team up for this week. Again, if you have any suggestions, let me know. Post them on Reddit or D3 or, you know, wherever you happen to go regularly. Thanks, as always, again, to Unify.
Unify.
Let's go. OG, Ian, you got that Steam running?
I do. It's up and running. Let me see
up
if I can.
Up and at them.
Sea goggles, they do nothing. latest legends. That's what
did
I'm doing.
Did you apparently, there was some, apparently Morrissey filed something against the Simpsons saying that they made fun of him and now he's going to cry? I'm like, shut up, Morrissey. You haven't been relevant ever. Be quiet.
Poor Morrissey. Another unexpected hot take.
Jump.
Out of control. Out of control.
They said I was fat and I'm sad.
Ugh. Hotel ticket open this cover.
Alright.
Oh, who's that? Hey! Flip the pow!
Flip the pow!
Flip the pow! That was worth it.
I've only got two, Ray, so I'm gonna go ahead.
Is Wanda in the latest legend yet?
She does not appear to be.
Okay, then I only have one.
Okay. First one, it is a Kate Bishop, numero dos, oh good god, North Star, he's a character.
Just because you are a character doesn't mean you have character.
Ha
That's it. 2 4-stars, sad times.
Okie dokie. Let's see what luck I've got. I like some Colossus, that would be nice, but it's a 4-star. That's a good 4-star, America Chavez.
Ooh.
Punch everyone.
See, extra levels of that is always good.
It is.
Yeah.
Wow, Mark is great.
She is a delight. Yeah, so that's all I got.
All right. Well, thanks to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
the Podcast Network, which is the soon-to-be-named network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com. We are all working together to bring you a variety of podcasts for all of your listening needs. You can find all of our shows and archive shows at soontobenamednetwork.com.
I hear there's at least one person who refers to it as the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
Absolutely true.
You're listening to the Soon to Be Named Network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
Absolute truth.
I think it's just one, but there you go.
Oh, it was brought up on Discord. Apparently, we never talked about the Easter eggs, the Wanda Easter eggs, the video, the visuals changes.
I do not understand. Please help me to understand so that I can come on this journey with you.
So the only one I remember right now is sometimes when you selected to use her, she came out in her black and white version from the WandaVision. She didn't appear as, you know, the way the character normally looks. I don't know if there were other visual changes or not. I didn't really get to play it too much.
Well, A, I would have to have enough of her to use her to even notice.
Well, but so. You got to use her in a couple of the she was given to you in a couple of the nodes.
Oh, my God. Lucky I paid it any attention. Come on now.
You're the worst.
I don't even have a Scarlet Witch. I have zero covers
of
Scarlet
Witch. So just to remind you, Patch mentioned it on... I don't have covers for her either. But Patch mentioned it on the show while we were talking about Wanda the first time. And he said there were Easter eggs. And we're like, oh, well, okay, we'll look for those. And then we never mentioned it again. But she was loaned to you is what I'm talking about. And she appeared black and white once for me, so...
Does not ring a bell.
Okay. Craig rolls a one for perception.
Just like my character I'm playing right now, too.
That's true. I look for secret doors. Not that there's any point.
I have a negative to perception, so I don't find nothing.
That's like the dream character in Call of Cthulhu.
It is the dream character in Call of Cthulhu.
All right, you spot it. Nope, you don't. I spot nothing.
I blissfully walked out the hallway. There's nothing wrong in my world. All your friends are dead. Didn't notice. I guess they went to get pizza without me. I'm just going to go home. Hopefully they'll show up when I get home. Anything else for the good of the order?
What was it? The Shang-Chi trailer?
Oh,
did you watch that?
I did not. I'm off the movie trailers. I don't do them anymore.
I wanted to know more about it. It looks so good.
All I know is that it's giving me a real Mandarin. And for the love of God, Patch, we need a real Mandarin in this game.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And we've got, these colors. Here's my pitch. He's got 10 rings, right? Wow. I think if you make, different amounts of AP in different colors, that should make his rings do different things. Like, if you've got 6 red and 6 blue, then this happens. But if you've got 6 red and 6 green, then something else happens. Give me some crazy powers from these 10 rings.
Interesting. I like that idea. That's weird, but...
I was like... Why does this sound so reasonable? I don't like it. No, what aren't I understanding?
I think it'd be fun. Like, multicolor powers. Multipass.
I'm taking this journey with you, dude. I like it.
Right. So in that case, anything else?
Well, on the Shang-Chi thing, since we didn't really talk about the trailer, that trailer was awesome. It looks like Flying Tiger, Hidden Dragon, or whatever it's called, but with a Marvel budget. Yeah, it's...
Yeah. Yeah, that's so...
It really looked good. I mean, I've read quite a few of his comics, and really looking forward to it. I wouldn't say that I'm a huge fan, but I've read more than 24 of his comics.
Oh, that is 24 more than I've read.
yeah.
I don't know.
The movie looks incredible.
He knows Kung Fu. I think that's all I got.
Oh, there's also a leak online of like the first 10 minutes of the Mortal Kombat movie. If you want to watch 10 minutes of it without watching any more.
Nope. I want to watch it all in one sitting.
Right.
Thanks.
Yeah. I will wait 2 more days.
However, it starred, one of the main characters, the guy who's Scorpion. I can't remember the actor's name, but I love him. He is a professional Japanese sword expert who turned actor. Yeah, and I like him and everything. Whenever there's like a sword master that everybody's afraid of, that's him in a movie. He should have been that guy in movies, but I don't remember his name. So, but yeah, he's in it and really good.
Mm. Yeah, I'm super excited for that movie.
All right.
Now anything else?
I think I've extended as long as I can.
All right. Well, I mean, this is going to be like the shortest show in like 3 years.
It was going to be.
Yeah.
Thanks everybody for joining us. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comments, suggestions. Ray needs some mail. He gets bored and lonely at night. If you want to throw us a bone, click on that Amazon banner. Give us a little love. Head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3 or become a patron. We like those folks a whole lot. But that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, you say arigato like we say arigato. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.
Weren't expecting that, were you?
I wasn't, and that was a good clue. That was like unexpected and really good.
Good times.